भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So we were seeing the topic of samadhi. If we are successful in samadhi, then what we will get is the Advaita Darsanam. Advaita Darsanam means we will be able to experience the Atman within. Advaita Darsanam. So what will happen by seeing the Advaita Darsanam? First thing that will going to happen is the Hridaya Granthi. Hridaya Granthi, knot of the heart or the knot of the ignorance, that will be cut or destroyed. Hridaya Granthi, avidya is gone because we have realized Atman, avidya is gone. Then, second, no more rebirth. Third, we will be enjoying bliss, uninterrupted bliss. That is when we experience that truth, that reality inside us. And after that, when I open my eyes, what will happen? All the naam roop outside will be falsified. All naam roops will be falsified, and we will be able to see that tattva, that truth, that reality with open eyes. Naam roop will be falsified. His vision is changed now. So how he got it? By single-pointed devotions, by single-pointed meditation, we can get it. And Shankaracharya gives a classic example of Bhramar Keet. The wasp brings one worm, keep it in its nest. He sits outside and the keet, the worm, is seen. He is trying to come out and the wasp stings. continuously that worm is seeing that wasp, continuously. And what happens? It becomes wasp. Similarly, if we also meditate single-pointedly, if we meditate, we can also experience. Each one of us, we can experience in this life only. Now, verse number 360.
क्रियांतरासक्तिमपास्य कीटकः ध्यायन्यथालीं यलि भावमृच्छति तथैव योगी परमात्मतत्त्वम् ध्यात्वा समायाति तदेकनिष्ठया क्रियांतरासक्तिमपास्य कीटकः ध्यायन्यथालिं यलिभावमृच्छति तथैव योगी परमात्मतत्त्वं ध्यात्वा समायाति तदेकनिष्ठया
क्रियांतर आसक्तिम अपास्य कीटक वॉर्म अपास्य रिनाउंसिंग गिविंग अप व्हाट क्रियांतर आसक्तिम अटैचमेंट टू ऑल अदर एक्टिविटी तो व्हाट दैट वॉर्म वाज डूइंग इनसाइड द नेस्ट ऑफ दैट वॉस no other activities. He is no more flying. You know? There is no pravritti, no actions. It is total nibritti. He is not thinking about anything else except that wasp. Kriyantarasakti, no more attachment to any action. Similarly, jiva, we also have detachment to all activities, all worldly activities. When we are in state of samadhi, sitting there, nothing else to be done. Dhyayan yatha alim hi alim bhavam richati. Richati, he gains. Who? Alim. Dhyayan, thinking, yatha, just as, alim, wasp. Verily, alim bhavam richati, wasp nature. The worm is thinking about that wasp only. And he attains the nature of wasp. Nature of the wasp. So think intently on the wasp and become wasp. But there is a limitation of, you know, example. That worm does not become the same wasp. Be careful. By thinking about the wasp, that worm does not become the same wasp who is sitting on the gate. But when we meditate, what will happen? We will become same Brahman. It's not different Brahman. The Brahman which was there in Satyug, Treta Yug, Dwapar Yug, or the which Shankaracharya ji experienced, same Brahman we will become. तथा एव योगी परमात्म तत्त्वं ध्यात्वा सो टू ए योगी मेडिटेटिंग ऑन द नेचर ऑफ परमात्मा सो व्हाट दिस योगी हैज डन मेडिटेटर हैज डन ही हैज डन थ्री थिंग्स नंबर वन ही हैज विथड्रॉन फ्रॉम द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट विथड्रॉन फ्रॉम द होल वर्ल्ड ऑल सेंसेस आर विथड्रॉन ही इज नो मोर यूजिंग हिज सेंस ऑर्गन्स नो ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन नो ऑर्गन्स ऑफ एक्शन नो एक्टिविटी And he is sitting on his meditation seat. Three. In Patanjali Yoga Sutra, it is called Pratyahar. Withdrawing from the world, withdrawing sense objects, from the sense object or your senses. So ear, eyes don't go out. They are seated in their seat, Golak. It is also called Dham also. When we control our senses, it is called dham. So one thing we have to understand, that reading and meditation can't be done together. Reading, activity. Meditating, in meditation you are required no activity. No activity. So these two things can't be done together. I'm sitting in meditation and thinking about the world. No, you are not meditating then. Okay, so what should we do in dhyan, in meditation? Nothing. Nothing it will. What do you mean by nothing? So it is said meditation is not a verb, it is a noun. So therefore, meditating on Paramatma Tattva, it is practiced by long period of time. Don't ask how long it will take. It depends on our vasanas. Each person has got the vasanas of different magnitude. How long will it take? Nobody can tell. But we have to practice till we reach Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Till we reach our goal, we have to practice that. So no thoughts, no ideas, no concept. He has become one with that reality. Samayati tata ek nishtaya. Samayati, he attains. Attains what? It, that tattva, that reality, that truth. How he got it? Ek nishtaya. By single-pointed devotion. So by single-pointed devotion, by single-pointed meditation, we all can attain. We all can attain. Without exception and with 100% guarantee. Why? Because Atma Tattva is already with us. It is already with us. Only thing is the ignorance. We have to remove the ignorance. That's all. Gurudev says, similarly, the jiva is potentially divine, but at this moment, this divinity is not manifest. By constant single-pointed concentration upon the divine self, however, it can glide into the infinitude, which is the state of ultimate human evolution. It is then that the ego dissolves into the vision divine. Into the vision divine. There is no more mind, no more ego, no more thoughts. You have gone beyond your mind and intellect. You have reached that state. So when you reach that state, don't get up, ghabra kar, kahan chale gaye? Wow, what is that? My mind is not working. You have transcended your mind. Don't get panic at that time. I am not able to grasp it. With mind, you will not be able to grasp it. Next verse.
Ativa sukshmam paramatma tattvam.
Ativa sukshmam paramatma tattvam.
Nasthula drishtya pratipattum arhati.
Nasthula drishtya pratipattum arhati.
Samadhinatyanta susukshma vritya.
Samadhinatyanta susukshma vritya.
Gyatavyamare atishuddha buddhibhihi.
Gyatavyamare atishuddha buddhibhihi.
Ativa sukshmam paramatma tattvam. Nasthula drishtya pratipattum arhati. Samadhinatyanta susukshma vritya. Gyatavyamare atishuddha buddhibhihi.
Ativa sukshmam paramatma tattvam. This paramatma tattvam, the real nature of the truth, is ati sukshmam. Atib sushman, extremely subtle. So how we measure subtlety? Subtlety we measure by pervasiveness. Pervasiveness. And Atma Tattva is the subtlest among all subtle things. And it pervades everything. Since it is subtle, it never becomes object of senses or mind or intellect. It is different from panchakos, and Atma Tattva is desakala vastu aparichinna. Desakala vastu aparichinna. It's not limited by space, not limited by time or not limited by one object. It is very subtle. Since it is subtle, gross things cannot grasp it. Na sthula drishtya pratiputtam arhati. Na sthul drishtya. By gross mind. So in the earlier line, we have seen it cannot be perceived by our senses. Now in the second line, it is said the sthul drishtya, by gross mind. Pratiputtam arhati. It is not possible. Na sthul drishtya pratipattum arhati. It cannot be reached by the gross mind. By gross mind, we can grasp the gross object. But still we have got the limitation of our senses and mind. Ati sushma things, we are not able to see coronavirus with open eyes. Can you see it? It is all over the world. We can't see. How can you see it? They take a sample and then they put under the microscope and some process and they come to see. So we have got limitations of our organs, even of the mind also. Even mind also, it cannot get. Okay. Samadhina atyanta sushma vrittaya, through samadhi, atyanta sushma vrittaya, atyanta means extraordinary, by subtlety of mind. When the mind is very subtle, it can understand that tattva. The mind has to be subtle. Okay. In Kathopanishad also we find drishyate tu agraya buddhya suchmaya suchmadarsivi. Those who have got the subtle mind, they can experience it. Now the question comes, what is this subtle mind? How can I get this subtle mind? Next question. So by samadhi, mind can become subtle, it can comprehend atma tattva, mind gets ability. By sravan manan also, mind becomes subtle. Slowly, it becomes subtle. And meditation makes it more subtle, by samadhi. Then, in path 4, it says, jyatavyam should be known. Shankaracharya said, we all should know this term, jyatavyam, aryai. Aryai means by the noble person, atisuddha buddhivi, who possess extremely pure intellect. So the noble ones, the arya, who has got the sushma buddhi, subtle mind, they can know it, jyatavyam, and it should be known by everybody. Okay, who is that person who is pure? The word used here by Shankaracharya is Aryai. In Vedanta, you will not find the word Aryai anywhere. In history, we find that the Arya, they came from somewhere outside in India. No. Or in the South India, they all claim we are all Arya. Arya means noble person. Who is this noble person? Who follows Shastra is a noble person. He is Arya. Who is acting in this world according to Shastra is Arya. Okay. So by samadhi, we purify mind and all the impurities are removed and we can attain highest subtlety also. Okay. And Gurudev says, the Atman is subtler than the subtlest thought possibility of the intellect. It is subtler than the subtlest thought in the intellect, because it transcends the intellect itself. We have to go beyond even intellect to get it. Hence, with the gross instrument of knowledge, one cannot apprehend it. Then what is the instrument in whose focal length the subtle truth is brought for our recognition and experience? When the thoughts have become subtle in the hushed moments of deep meditation, only upay, meditation. The mind is tuned up for the higher transcendental experience divine. It can be known only by the best among men, Arya, who have perfectly purified intellect, those who have lifted the veiling and reduced agitation of the mind, remove the veiling? Avaran? How avaran is removed? Those who are abhyakta, they will not understand. Avaran will be removed by? And agitation, when avaran is removed, there is no more projecting power, no agitation in the mind. That is purified intellect. This is the state when the vasanas have been reduced, when the desire for the sense objects no more agitates the intellect. There is only one method, therefore, to realize the truths, subtilize the vision by eliminating desire-created agitation and the non-apprehension of the reality created by vasana way. So what we have to do is to remove this vasana. Vasana is veiling that truth. Vasana is veiling that truth. So now, one more example he gives. So first example, what about the Brahmar Kit? Brahmar Kit Nyaya. Now another example, verse number 362.
Yatha suvarnam putapaka shodhitam.
Yatha suvarnam putapaka shodhitam.
Tyaktva malam swatma gunam samrichati.
Tyaktva malam swatma gunam samrichati.
Tatha manasva sattva rajastamo malam.
Tatha manasattva rajastamo malam.
Dhyanena santajya sameti tattvam.
Dhyanena santajya sameti tattvam.
Yatha suvarnam putapaka shodhitam. Tyaktva malam swatma gunam samrichati. Tatha manasattva rajastamo malam. Dhyanena santajya sameti tattvam.
So meditation is the cause for purification of mind, explained by another example. Yatha suvarnam putapaka shodhitam. Yatha, just as suvarnam, gold, putpak soditam, by through heating in fire. Those you have seen the gold mines, when they bring gold this space. Ore, you can't see gold there. Can't see gold. What they have to do? They have to heat that, the whole thing, with impurities. Whatever the dust is there, they have to heat. What will happen? Gold will melt. Gold will melt. And the dust? Dust will be separate. It won't melt. When the gold melts, and after that, the gold shines there then. Starts shining. That is nature. The moment impurities are removed, the gold is melted, it starts shining. Same way, the moment the impurities of the minds are removed, the illuminators will shine. You don't have to do anything because that tattva is self-effulgent. Self-effulgent. So for removing impurities, what we have to do? We have to heat that gold. The ore containing the gold is to be heated. Tyaktva malam swatma gunam samrichati. Tyaktva, giving up malam, all the impurities. Swatma gunam, its own luster. Samrichati, gain. The gold gains its that aspect of shining, it becomes. The shine comes there. Otherwise, in the ore, it was not. We were not able to see it. Maybe small, small particles were there. When heated, they all come together. Then, after that, what happened? Tatha mana sattva rajastamo malam. Tatha, same way. Same way. Mana, mind, sattva, rajas, tamo, malam. This sattva, rajas, tamas is also an impurity. Sattva, rajas, tamas is also an impurity. And we have to remove these impurities. And we all know Jeev is Rajas Tamas Pradhan. We have got little sattva. So what we have to do first? First we have to do increase our sattva gun. They are called yoga maya. All three gun remain together. But their proportions change, you know. By effort, we can increase our sattva gun by subduing rajas and tamas. We can do that. But sattva also is anmaya. We have to cross that also. So all these three are impurity. It is part of maya. Know it for sure. Realization will not happen even when sattva-gun is there. Realization will not happen. We have to transcend the sattva-gun also. Dhyanena santajya sameti tattvam. Dhyanena by meditation. Santajya setting. Sameti attains tattvam. In dhyan, we renounce all three gunas. Sattva, rajas and tamas. All three gunas are renounced. And we attain that tattva. So when all the impurities are removed by dhyan, the seeker eti attains, gains, prapnoti tattva. Prapnoti tattva. Tattva is already with us. What we have to do is to remove the impurity. That's all. And what are the impurities? Sattva, rajas and tamas. With effort, we have to come to sattva-gun. By suppressing rajas and tamas, we have to come to sattva-gun. And we have to cross sattva-gun also. Like sometimes we get while cooking, you know. You all wear apron. No? Why? By cooking, it may some turmeric or some other thing may fall on your dress or sari. What happens after that? Normally, easily it will not go. You have to put in some effort. You have to rub it, train it, or sometimes you have to bleach it also. See? How much effort is needed? So it depends over vasana. We don't know what type of vasana we have got. Is it a tamasic vasana or a rajasic vasana or a sattvic vasana? We don't know, but we have to cross all of them. How much time it will take, we don't know. So what is the process? Process is, you all know, let me repeat it again. First we have to do karma yoga, niskam karma. Rasta to jaan lo, whether we walk on that path or not doesn't matter, but we should understand. First we have to do karma yoga, we have to do upasana, bhajan, kirtan. Then after that, abhyakta will not get. Okay, and this samadhi is to be practiced nirantar. Nirantar, don't say on the Shivratri day, whole night I will sit in meditation. No, it will not work. It will not work. Patanjali said, nairantarayena. It has to be done continuously. In this Drigdrishya Vivek, we have studied samadhi sarvada kuryat. Sarvada. Gurudev used to say, 24 hours we have to do it. Gurudev writes, when sattva, rajas and tamas are removed from the mind, it dissolves into the vision of reality. It dissolves automatically. We don't have to do anything after that. It dissolves into reality. The great infinite homogeneous consciousness is experienced as one without a second, both within and without. See. No other sadhana is needed in utthitavastha. Utthitavastha means on coming out of samadhi. When the eyes are open, then also you will be able to see it. But first experience has to happen inside. Next verse.
Nirantarabhyasavashat taditham.
నిరంతరాభ్యాసవశాత్తదిత్తం పక్వం మనో బ్రహ్మ నిలీయతే యదా
పక్వం మనో బ్రహ్మ నిలీయతే యదా
తదా సమాధిస్స వికల్పవర్జితః
తదా సమాధిస్స వికల్పవర్జితః
స్వతోదయానందరసానుభావకః
స్వతోదయానందరసానుభావకః
నిరంతరాభ్యాసవశాత్తదిత్తం పక్వం మనో బ్రహ్మణి లీయతే యదా తదా సమాధి సవికల్పవర్జితః స్వతోద్వయానందరసానుభావకః
నిరంతర అభ్యాసవశాత్ తత ఇత్థం బై కాన్స్టెంట్ ప్రాక్టీస్ నిరంతర అభ్యాసవశాత్ కాన్స్టెంట్ ప్రాక్టీస్ తత దట్ ఇత్థం దస్ So Sankara says, don't ask about the deadline or the limit or the time frame. How long it will take? Don't ask this question. So practice samadhi as long as you don't reach your goal. We have to practice as long we are not successful in nirvikalpa samadhi. Continue to do it. And how? Nirantar, constant practice. So on reaching, what will happen? Ignorance is gone, vasana is gone, no more desires. No more desire. Very simple science behind. Why no more desire? You have got the ocean of bliss. All the desires are for happiness only. Once you get the whole storehouse of happiness, how can there be any desire now? Only the desire will be the need ones. Need ones means for keeping or sustaining this body. That's all. Nothing else is required. So definition of samadhi. There are two definitions of samadhi. Samadhi is practice of absorbing mind in self. It is a means to reach samadhi. And samadhi also means atma. Samadhi is that where mind is absorbed in Atma, therefore Atma is Samadhi. In definition number one, it is a practice. In definition number two, it is a goal. So Samadhi means practice also, Samadhi means Atma also, goal also. Samadhiyate manah yasmin Atma ityartha. Here mind is completely merged. There is no more mind now. So Gurudev says contemplation, practice, absorption of mind in the self. This practice is called contemplation and meditation. When we reach the goal, it is meditation. So therefore, nirantar abhyas is to be done. It is said, karat karat abhyas ke jalamati hoye sujan. Practice makes a man perfect. Karat karat abhyas. Go on practicing. Pakvam mana brahmani liyate yada. Pakvam is purified. Mana, mind. Brahmani with Brahman. Liyate merges yada when. So thus purified by the constant practice, when the mind merges with the Brahman, with the constant practice of the samadhi abhyas, what will happen? Both aham vritti, idam vritti, all dissolves. Khatam. No more mind there. We have transcended it. So mind matures by the training, by practice. Continue. Like you see, the animals also, whether it is a bull or a dog or a cat, by training, by practice, they know what is to be done next. Those who have got the pet, they all know. We have practiced them. What is to be done. Similarly, the mind, when it is practiced again and again, he understands what is to be done next. Brahmani liyate. Mind is easily absorbed in Brahman because of practice. And it will slowly, slowly happen. Slowly, slowly happen. When the vasana reduces, it will happen. So long the vasanas are strong, it will not merge. Difficult to transcend mind. When the vasanas are reduced by meditation, earlier we have done many things. Earlier we have done karma, yoga, upasana, all is done. All is done. Tada! When the vasanas are reduced, or the ahankar is reduced, then tada samadhi sabikalpa varjita. Tada, then samadhi, this meditation, sabikalpa varjita, without any duality. Sabikalpa, sabikalpa, with thought. Varjita, without thought. Sabikalpa varjita. It enters from sabikalp samadhi to nirvikalp samadhi. Sabikalp samadhi with a thought. Nirvikalp samadhi, no more thought. Khatam. It enters. So what happens when it enters from sabikalp to... What is there in sabikalp? There is a meditator meditating and meditated upon. Triputi is there. What is nirvikalp samadhi? In nirvikal samadhi, there is no more meditator. There is no more meditating. What remains there? The subject. The truth on which we are meditating, that alone will remain. That is Atman, that is Brahman. That will remain. So what seeker enjoys in the nirvikal samadhi? What seeker enjoys? You see, samadhi is to be understood with the sleep. We can make all the arrangements for sleep, but the sleep will come with not our effort. You are sucked into sleep. Similarly, in the samadhi, we have to prepare our mind, make it a sabikalpa, sabikalpa with a single-pointed thought. At this point of time, we have got many thoughts. Different type of thoughts are coming. First, by training, you have to bring it to one single-pointed thought. And that thought also is to be dropped, because even at that time you are in the state of mind. So long the thoughts are there, it is still the state of mind. We have to go beyond mind. So for going beyond mind, what is to be done? Bring it to a single pointed, one thought. Sabikalp samadhi. Aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. Only one thought. If the mind is pure, this thought will also drop. You enter into nirvikalp samadhi. So what we will experience there? Svatah advyananda rasanubhavakah. By itself, leading to experience of bliss of non-dual Brahman. Enjoy bliss. Enjoy bliss. From where? From our own self. From our own Atman. This bliss is advaya, not coming from any duality. It is not coming through objects of the world. Advaya. It is from the subject. So step by step he reaches goal and he enjoys that ras. In Taittiriya Upanishad it says, raso vaisa. Who is that? He is raso. He is the rasa. He is the ocean of bliss. So when samadhi is attained, all vesar, lower vasanas pulling toward the world will be all burned, swataha, and he experienced nectar after merging into Brahman. It is because of nirvikalp samadhi. Gurudev says, when the intellect becomes quiet without even a single disturbance, not even a single disturbance, not even a single thought is there, it by itself, with no special effort, reaches the state of nirvikalp samadhi. When the mind has ended, there is nothing else to do. Achhi tarah samajh lo. When the mind has ended, nothing else is to be done. We have reached that state. No more effort is needed. Don't agitate yourself. Arey, mera man kahan hai? Where is my mind? We have already translated them. The quietened mind enters the state of samadhi. The mind is quietened when rajas and tamas are removed by meditation. In the heat of meditation, all agitations are removed. Then there is experience of non-dual Brahman. The experience is non-dual because of the absence of anything other than it at all times and all places. And Gurudev says, therefore, meditate, meditate, and meditate. Next verse.
Samadhinanena samasta vasana.
Samadhinanena samasta vasana.
Granthir vinasho khila karma nashah.
Granthir vinasho khila karma nashah.
Antar bahisarvataeva sarvada.
Antar bahisarvataeva sarvada.
Swarupa vispurti rayatnata syat.
Swarupa vispurti rayatnata syat.
Samadhinanena samasta vasana. Granthir vinasho akhila karma nashah. Antar bahisarvataeva sarvada. Swarupa nishpurti rayatnata syat.
Samadhina anena, by this samadhi, anena means this. Samadhina anena, by this samadhi, samasta vasana granthe vinasa, of the knots of all desires destroyed. Destruction, vinasa, destruction. Akhil karma nasa, end of all actions. So by this samadhi, all desires which are like knots are destroyed. No more desires. Why no more desire? No more vasanas. What is the cause of desire? Vasana. We have already studied all these things. Vasana, chintan, kriyanas. Vasana, desire, karma. Or avidya, kam, karma. So by this samadhi, three things are destroyed. Three things. What are those? Samasta vasana vinasa. All vasana will be burned down. It becomes like a roasted steed. It will no more sprout. It will no more sprout. Kata. Granthe vinasa. Granthe vinasa. Granth ka vinas. Granth means the text. Vivek Churamani Vinas, no.
Granthi.
The sixth case of Granthi is Granthi. Granthi means not. So what is this Agyan Granthi? Is Premalji there? He will explain. Now you all can explain, we don't need Premalji also. What is this Granthi? Agyan Granthi or Hriday Granthi? Avidya kam karma, avidya kam karma. After even when you are sleeping in the dream also, if somebody asks you, what is this avidya granthi? Avidya kam karma, avidya kam karma, avidya karma. So this also will be destroyed. So what is the effect of the granthe vinasa? Akhil karma nasa. Third thing. Akhil karma nasa. All actions are burned down. Samadhi is destructive. Knowledge is destructive in nature. It destroys avidya, vasana, kam, karma. Knowledge is destructive. It destroys avidya, kam, karma. And karma includes sanchit karma, prarabdha karma, agami karma. All karma, all destroyed. What will happen to sanchit karma? Destroyed because the recipient is not there. Jeev is no more there. A prisoner was sentenced to 10 years, RI, rigorous imprisonment. After 2 years, he died. Now, who will be imprisoned for the next 8 years? Who will suffer? No more, that jeev is no more available. You know, when they give third degree treatment to prisoners or those people who are arrested, they beat them in police station or somewhere, or so some terrorist. But when they see that he is getting unconscious, they stop. Jeev has to suffer. They again revive him, give him some water, some treatment, and after that again beating. So Jeev has to be there to suffer. When Jeev has gone, after he has died, so who is going to suffer that another 8 years? Jeev is no more available. Similarly, on realization, our jivatva ends, ego ends. Ego ends. Therefore, we do not suffer. Vidyate hriday granti chidyante sarva sansaya chiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. We have studied this many times. So when you realize this, what will happen? Hriday granti will be destroyed. Then all sansaya, all the doubts about jeev jagat iswaru, you all finished. And all the karma are also finished. So what will happen to the fruits of the sanchit karma? Suppose we all become realized today. What will happen about all our pap or punya we have done in the past? All of us, we have done pap and punya. Without equal pap and punya, human birth is not possible. If we are born as a human, we all have got pap and punya. And nobody can say, I have not suffered in this world. We all have experienced sorrow. And we will experience sorrow. Because it is 50-50. Hoga hi hoga. So in Tattva Bodhi it is said, those who serve, praise, get the punya of jnani, the one who has realized. Whatever account, the balance account in the credit of that jnani's account, punya, punya means sukha. Sukha will go to whom? Those who come and serve him, praise him. And those who torture him, criticize him, what they will get? You know. If punya goes to person who serves, the pap will go to other person. Akhil karmanasa. Akhil karmanasa, how it happens, what is the science behind it? Doership is gone by samadhi. Ignorance is destroyed. Now he is Brahman. He is no more jiva. All karma and karma fall destroyed. But a jnani goes to dehantar and lokantar. A jnani, ignorant. Again, he has to change his body according to his vasana. According to his vasana, he will go to different lokas. Upper or lower loka he will go. But jnani, khatam, sab khatam. Nothing more. So long the jivatva is there, the account of karma will be there. Our account of karma for our millions of past lives is still there. Whether it is debit or credit. But the moment we realize it, that account is closed. That permanent account which is coming for millions of our lives is closed on realization. What is realization? Realization is that I am not Jeev, I am Brahman. I am Brahman means what? I am Brahman means I am Akarta. Did you become Akarta today? No. Atman was Akarta always. So in past also, when I was acting as a jeev, really speaking, I was Akarta only. But I realize today that I am Akarta. So whatever actions done in the past, being Brahman, no more affecting me. What will happen to Prarabdha? Prarabdha will not be destroyed by knowledge. Prarabdha, even a jnani and a jnani both have to enjoy and suffer. But from the standpoint of jnani, he is not suffering, his body is suffering. He is not body, but a jnani thinks, I am body. A jnani thinks that jnani is also body only. He is suffering. And then they question, Pata nahi kaisa jnani hai? He cannot remove his own disease. See? If he is jnani, then he has got the power. Antar bahi sarvata eva sarvada swarup vispurati ayatnata syat. Antar bahi, within and without, inside or outside, whether the eyes open or closed, sarvata, everywhere, eva, sarvada, always. 24 hours he will be able to see Brahman everywhere, whether the eyes are closed or whether the eyes are open. Swarup Vispurati, manifestation of one's real nature, ayatnata, spontaneously, no more yatna. Yatna means effort. Ayatnata, spontaneously it is happening, syat, it takes place. So he always abides in Brahman within and without, and it happens ayatnata, spontaneously. It is his nature to remain in Brahman. He does not have to remember his nature. Now we don't have to remember like our, whether I'm a male or female, we don't have to remember. Similarly, that by practice he becomes, I'm Brahman, Brahman, Brahman. He doesn't have to remember that I'm Brahman. Or sit down in meditation to remember that he's Brahman. That means one experience is sufficient. One experience is sufficient. So in Nirvikal Samadhi, he attains the final state. He is not sitting in Padmasana every day with eyes closed, meditating. Kya kar raha meditating? I want to see Atma. Are, ab kya karna ho gaya? You know. We don't know that there is Atman or Brahman. We know only Anatma. That also we don't know the true nature of Anatma. It is changing and perishable and we are trying to make it permanent. That also we don't know. In Samadhi, now we have come to know our true nature. When he opens his eyes, he will interact with the world. A realized person will interact with the world. There will not be any outer change, no outer change. What has happened? His vision inside has changed. His vision has changed, that's all. His understanding has changed. Now he sees everywhere Brahman only, truth only, reality only, Satchidananda only. How that is happening? Vishwam taktva swapna vicharam. He considers world as a dream. It is not real. We think it is real, but he knows whole world is mithya. It is like dream. Many times we have told that we experience dream number two in dream number one. When we come out from dream number two to dream number one, we say dream number two is true. No repercussion. Dream number, when we come out from dream number two to dream number one, do we say it is real or it is false? It is false. Similarly, when we come out from dream number one to God consciousness state, from that state we will say the Jagrat Avastha also is false. It is like dream only. We are all passing through a dream of 100 years. So long you are in dream, it seems real. Dream number two also seems real when we are in dream. Only when we come out to dream number one in Jagrat Avastha, then we say dream number two is false. Next verse compares Sravan, Manan and Nididhyasan.
Shrute Satagunam Vidyat.
Shrute Satagunam Vidyat.
Mananam Mananadapi. Mananam Mananadapi. Nididhyasam Lakshagunam. Nididhyasam Lakshagunam. Anantam Nirvikalpakam. Anantam nirvikalpakam. Shrute shatagunam vidyat. Mananam mananadapi. Nididhyasam lakshagunam. Anantam nirvikalpakam.
So Upanishad said, आत्मबारे द्रष्टव्य श्रोतव्य मंतव्य निधिध्यासितव्य. दिस इज सेड इन उपनिषद. आत्मा शुड बी द्रष्टव्य सीन. सीन मीन्स दिस शुड बी एक्सपीरियंस, दिस शुड बी रियलाइज इन दिस लाइफ. फॉर दैट व्हाट इज टू बी डन? श्रवण इज टू बी डन, मनन इज टू बी डन एंड निधिध्यासन इज टू बी डन. So Shankaracharya is comparing these three practices to show which one is higher, greater and subtler. Shravan, Manan and Nididhyasana is comparing. Srute Satgunam Vidyat Mananam. Mananam, reflection, should be considered 100 times superior to Shravan. Mananam is 100 times superior to Shravanam. Okay. मननातपि निधिध्यासम लक्ष्यगुणम. लक्ष्यगुणम 100,000 टाइम्स सुपीरियर. मेडिटेशन इज सुपीरियर 100,000 टाइम टू रिफ्लेक्शन. ओके. अनंतम निर्विकल्पम एंड इन निर्विकल्प समाधि इज इनफाइनेटली मोर सेक्रेट. मोर सेक्रेट निर्विकल्प समाधि. सो व्हेन ए सीकर listens to this verse, he states want to go to Nirvikal Samadhi. Is not so? Mananam is 100 times, Nididhyasana is 100,000 times better than Mananam. Why to settle with lesser thing? Why not to grasp Nirvikal Samadhi first? 1,000 times better. Therefore, these people are not interested in Shravan and Manan. They want to go to Samadhi without Shravan and Manan. Without Shravan and Manan, they want to go. But you can't go straight. Suppose you eat 4 chapatis in your lunch or dinner. Can you eat the 4th chapati first and get the satisfaction of all 3? Is it practical? No. We have to go step by step. Eat 1st chapati, 2nd chapati, 3rd chapati. Then you get the benefit of the 4th chapati, which will give you satisfaction, santushta. But if you say, no, 4th wala pahle de do mere ko. So I will become santushta, satiated. No! It will not happen. Okay. One thing should be known for sure, the knowledge happens in Shravan only. Not in Manan, not in Nididhyasana. Knowledge will happen only in Shravan. Avidya will go away only in Shravan. But before Shravan also, for Shravan also, you need some pre-qualification. You have to be sadhan chatushta. Before that, you have to do karma yoga also. Some upasana also is done. So when we do these things, slowly, slowly what happens? We go on listening, 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 then you enjoy. Every day you get new points, new ideas, new concepts. It clicks. Arey, it clicks. Okay. So what happens in Mananam? Sanka Samadhan or Sansa Nibriti is Mananam. Sanka, a doubt has come. Or sansa nibriti, doubt has come. If I start reflecting, then what will happen? Doubt will go away. What is the difference between Shravan and Manan? In Shravan, teacher is there. In Shravan, teacher is there. There is a support. You don't have to trouble your intellect. Don't have to trouble your intellect. You just listen. There also you have got a choice. Teacher has got no choice. He has to study and speak because it is being recorded. But the listener may listen, may not listen. His choice. Why mananam is superior to shravanam? Because the teacher is not there. You have got no support. You are reflecting. You are reflecting. Suppose you have to present a paper. One paper. Find out how much mananam you have to do to present one paper. You will serialize the ideas. After this, I will talk about this, after this, after this, after this. Mananam. So therefore, mananam is superior to shravan. There you don't get any aid of teacher. You have to do it yourself. Then the understanding is definitely much, much better. In shravan kal, you have got the option to listen or not listen. But in manan kal, karo ya maro. Tomorrow you have to speak on Gita. Karo ya maro, chup karo. Okay. And superior, higher than manan is nirvikal samadhi. In samadhi, savikalp or nirvikalp, you are not discussing or interacting with anyone. You are alone, sitting with the closed eyes. You are facing mind. It is difficult to handle mind. If you succeed, then you are superior. Topic is your own mind. In mananam still you are just serializing. Now you are facing your mind. You have to handle your mind yourself. You are trying to concentrate on your own true nature, asangoham, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. All the words are related to Atma Tattva. We have seen many, many indicators. Many, many indicators in Bhagavad Gita, in Atma Bodh, or in different, or in this text also. Wherever they have discussed, Shankaracharya discussed about the nature of Atman, he always indicated with few words indicating. Travel with that, those words. And slowly, slowly, this is savikalpa. This is savikalpa. When we are going to that tattva with the help of word, one word, nirgun, nirakar, it is called savikalpa. Asangoham, aham brahmasmi, savikalpa. And slowly, slowly, it will enter into nirvikal samadhi. So this is comparative study. We are trying to come to our own self. So start with shravan, manan. In manan, no person is with you. And in nidhyasana, only thoughts are there. In nirvikal samadhi, one thought of brahmakar vritti, that is savikalpa. Then without that thought also, we enter into nirvikalp samadhi. Therefore, nirvikalp samadhi is superior to manan. I hope you got the comparative study. How manan is superior to shravan, how nirvikalp samadhi is superior to manan and shravan. Similarly, some comparative study we find in chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita. Sreho hi jnanam abhyasat jnanat. Jnanat dhyanam visishyate. Jnanat dhyanam visishyate. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.